This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago. The name of the company is American Lithium Corp. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol LIACF. They also trade on the TSX venture up there under the ticker symbol LI. And with us today is the interim CFO, Andy Bowron. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
You know, before we get into the Q&A, if you would, give my listeners a little bit of a about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the questions.
Sure. American Lithium is a relatively new company. It's only been around for a few years, and we are an explorer and developer of lithium for the electric battery industry. I came in to help the company 4 years ago. I have had a background in the lithium space for many years and had 35 years of experience in mineral exploration and building mines worldwide, and some certain things led me to the lithium space. Maybe we'll end up there, maybe not, but quite simply, that's what we are. We're in the process of building a lithium operation in Nevada.
Well, you know, you came on my radar, like I said, about 2 or 3 months ago, and I wanted my team to invite you and get you on the show here for many reasons. One, why lithium? Why now? And why Nevada?
So I'll make that really simple for you. Lithium's number 3 on the periodic table of elements. That means it's really light. In addition to being really light, it's got a highly mobile outer electron. Means it sheds that electron quickly. And if you need electricity, you get electricity by things that shed electrons. Lithium is the perfect metal for it. When it comes to a storage battery, it's weight that matters. You're not going to have airplanes flying on lead acid batteries. You're not going to have cars and trucks that go very far on lead acid batteries. Lithium is perfect for that. That's why lithium. My best friend is a PhD in battery chemistry, works for a massive U.S. company called Eagle Pitcher. Did his PhD in lithium chemistry 35 years ago, and he assures me that nothing in my lifetime will knock lithium out of the forefront on storage batteries.
How prevalent is it out there? How bad do we need it? What's the supply and demand chain?
Well, so the supply and demand chain was a little offside in 2017, 2018. It led to a price spike that went from about $5,000 a ton to $25,000 a ton for lithium carbonates. It's come all the way back to $6,500 a ton for carbonates and $9,500 for hydroxides. But there is another major disequilibrium coming. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley project that that's coming in the 2022 to 2023 time frame. And at that point, you will have demand far exceeding supply, and you're going to have another major price shock. This one will be worse than the first one.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I have so many different rare elements and gold companies and silver companies coming on my show every month, every year. What separates American Lithium from the rest of the lithium companies?
Well, we have a claystone operation in Western Nevada. Most of the lithium that's produced on the planet comes out of South America. It comes from brines. They are complicated to produce, but they're cheap to produce because they use wind and solar power. The problem is that producing those brines uses 500,000 liters of water for every ton of lithium carbonate produced, and they are in the driest places on the planet. So there's a problem with water supply. In fact, last year when SQM, the world's largest supplier of lithium, asked to increase production from the government from 230,000 tons a year to 300 some odd thousand tons, they were declined.
Mm.
There isn't enough water to do it. The process that's going, and that's why I say Nevada is so important. The best analogy that I can give your followers for the lithium space is this. In the 1960s and the early 70s, gold was deregulated. Gold was price capped at $35 an ounce.
Right.
And then it was deregulated. And as soon as it got deregulated, it increased 20-fold. Well, it did over a decade. It wasn't instant. But the price of gold shot up to as high as $800 an ounce in 1981, consolidated, and then you know where it's trading today. Here's the point. until that point in time, Nevada was not a big gold producer. But all of a sudden, with gold, with the gold price moving from 35 to several hundred dollars an ounce, it made those big low-grade deposits in Nevada that sit right at surface economic. And you had the advent of Battle Mountain, Newmont, American Barrick, Kinross, Franco-Nevada, the list goes on. But all of these gold operators came together to produce low-grade gold, open-pit heap leach, and produce 7% of the world's gold. Well, the same mineralizing structures are there for lithium. There's a huge caldera of supervolcanoes that existed back in geologic time there that have laid down some big low-grade at-surface deposits of lithium. The price change in lithium from a $1,500 to $2,000 a ton in the early 2000s to now at 10,000 plus has changed the whole scenario to be just like the way gold mining was. And history repeats itself. That same event that you saw in gold mining is going to happen in Nevada and lithium. And that's why Tesla has put their battery plant there. That's why their cathode plant will be nearby. And that's why you're seeing some of the major lithium operators around the world focus on Nevada.
Two questions I have for you. Your extraction process, you guys use ambient temperature acid cure leaching. That being said, will you guys bring this out of the ground yourself, or will you go ahead and just sell off the project?
No. Well, that's a little too early to say. The project's going through PFS this fall, and I suspect that we will look for a partner to co-develop it. But I've been in the business a long time. Things are always for sale. You know, what's most important to me is shareholder value. Right?
Right.
Big shareholder in the company. And so if it makes sense to produce, we'll produce. If it makes sense to sell it for a big shareholder return, we'll do that. I think that you're going to have a vertical integrator take out these deposits. There are very few of them in Nevada that make sense, and TLC is one of them.
And in closing here, what is to come for your company, say, 6 to 18 months out?
6 months out or to 9 months out, we finished the PFS, and now we're going to go into bankable feasibility. During that year, we'll find a partner, and it will either be a partner that's going to buy us out or joint venture and co-develop with us.
My guest today has been Andy Bauer, and he is the interim CFO. He's also a director. Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is American Lithium Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB. Look them up. Ticker symbol LIACF. You can find them on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol LI. Very undervalued here at $1.19 a share with a market cap around $130 million. Andy, I want to thank you for coming by and giving us an update on your company. Hopefully you become a regular, come back in 40 or 50 days, and let us know what's going on.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.